T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning on this Friday Eve, which makes this a good day, right? Heading into the weekend. Texture rates. Our government saying, they say $30 million into crack. I don't think we spend $30 million on the crack pipes. Maybe we can feed our kids crack instead of formula. Oh, Joe Biden's going to the Defense Production Act, by the way. Did you see the news story? You know, Breitbart has a team on the ground in Mexico. They do some of the best reporting there of anybody in the world on just what's going on in that country. It's very scary what is going on in Mexico and the chaos there. And yet, they were able to go to multiple stores, some right along the Mexican border, but on the Mexican side. And you know what they have? Fully stocked with formula. Not just any formula, but the kind that the moms are particularly struggling to get, which was made, they were made at that Abbott factory where, you know, it's for kids with digestive issues, which really could be deadly. We've had Washington Post reporting two kids hospitalized now because they had to drink an alternative formula and they got really sick. And yet Mexico, a third world country, y'all, Mexico. In Mexico. Fully stocked. Fully stocked. They can get this done. You have to go to Mexico to get formula, a third world country. What does that make this? And again, I'm not entirely convinced this whole formula thing wasn't deliberately astroturfed by the Democrats as part of a wider plan to cause food shortages. There, I said it. When you start reading about that factory and you dig into it past the headlines, you're like, what? There was a kind of bacteria that sickened 4 kids, killed 2, right? And as the story goes, you might have heard, well, they found it in the factory. All right, well, this particular kind of bacteria, and I went deep into this yesterday, can be, if you scrubbed every surface in your home, you'd find it. Probably in small enough quantities that it wouldn't hurt you. Well, they found it at this factory, the same kind of bacteria that these infants had, the 4 of them, 2 got, you know, all 4 got sick, 2 died. So they genetically sequenced it. This is the part they're not telling you. To see, okay, was it exactly the bat? What was it? Okay, but was it, did the strain come from the factory? No, it didn't. Wait, what? No, it didn't. The two children who died had different genetic strains of the bacteria from each other. And the factory had a third kind, and that was not in the processing area. Even the FDA, in its final report on this, said it couldn't say for certain what caused or sickened the infants, but that kind of bacteria might have been a factor. But they didn't say from the plant because there's no proof it came from there. Again, the two children who died, they each had a separate strain, and a third strain was found. At the warehouse, they have never found that strain that either of the children had in the processing plant. Why did we shut this down? Don't know. Wall Street Journal was asking that question. Did a good job of it. Most of the time, particularly when it's critical infrastructure, we don't shut a plant down. FDA may come in and run it. That's going to be a miserable process for you if you're in management. I mean, they may come in and, I know, like, actually run it, but they're literally overseeing it as you run it. We keep it up and running. They didn't. And Elise Stefanik has Representative Elise Stefanik, who is from New York, she's a Congress member, has documented, look, I started talking to them about this in the fall. They kept it closed, knowing this was coming. I mean, what's the proof? The proof is you can go to a third world country. You can go to Mexico. You can go to Matamoros. You can go right across the border, and it's right there. We can't do it. We can't do it. Now we're doing Defense Production Act. For weeks, they've begged the Biden administration lift the regulations, which he could have done with an executive order, that are blocking this form of keeping it from coming in from other countries who have their you-know-what together. Like Mexico? Mexico, where you can't even go on vacation because you might get kidnapped. But darn if they could get the formula on the shelves. I mean, just wow. At some point, you have to say to yourself, is this part of a broader strategy to cause food shortages? You got to ask the question. I mean, it's in, you know, it's in the back of your head. You know, it's tickling your little lizard brain. It's tickling mine, too. And you know, why would they do? Well, they're hateful and destructive. Yes, we know that. We've been talking about them for years. But why would they do this? You want to know why they do this? You know why they try? You know why they're going to keep trying to do stuff like this? Because they saw the mask slip, your mask, in a way that shocked them and shocked me and shocked everybody in this audience. You know what that mask was? What the American people would give up in terms of freedom when faced with a cold that, worst case scenario, 97% of the people who get it survive. And those are the ones in their 80s. You're at 97% chance of survival if you're in your 80s. You go in your 50s, below 50, you're more likely to die of the flu. And we went, oh, no! And gave up all our freedom. And folks, for a long time, everything after that will be a test because they saw that, and they went, wow, look what they gave up for COVID. What if there was like a little food shortage? What if food suddenly got unaffordable because we transparently in front of their face made it so by deliberately jacking up the cost of food, of fuel? What if we caused shortages here, there, and everywhere? What kind of power would they give us? I don't blame them for asking it. They're totalitarians. They always have been. They didn't think you'd give up this kind of power. They didn't think they'd be able to walk into a Walmart and everybody, right wing, left wing, is wearing a mask. They didn't think you'd do that. Now they know. And everything after that is going to be a test. It's going to be a test. It's going to be a test to see, well, if they'd give up power over a glorified cold, if they'd let us fire them from their jobs for not taking a shot that doesn't work, that we know doesn't work. What will they let us do if the shelves are a little empty at the store? Let's find out. That's what's going on. It's that simple. And they're betting against you. They're betting a little food shortage, a little fuel shortage. You will freak and turn it all over to the people who caused it in the first place.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.